90. The best counterattack. I got to get something off my chest, Wilbur, Marge said, gearing up for a confrontation. Oh, what's that? Wilbur said, as he took his coffee off the gas stove. I don't want you working at that gas station anymore. You got off on the wrong foot there, and they just don't appreciate you because of it. I got that all in order, Marge. They like me now, really. Now I got something I want to say as well. But I hope it won't get me in too much hot water, Wilbur replied. You've gained some weight lately, and I'm a little concerned. Oh, you got that right that you're in hot water now, Marge suddenly yelled back as she gathered her skirt together in her hands so that she wouldn't use them to strangle Wilbur. How can you say that? Look at your own pot belly before you point out mine. Wilbur frowned, allowing her to think that she had gained the upper hand. I'm just saying that you shouldn't be putting on weight. Neither should I. I'm sorry if that came across wrong. Let's gather up the threads before I go to work and try harder to eat better, okay? With his apology, Wilbur gained some ground with Marge, and she calmed down. Phew, he thought. Talking about weight always helped him change the subject. Nothing else worked as well. He had once tried to complain about the effects of genetic engineering on their morning tomatoes, but telling a woman she was getting fat was always enough to make her forget what she was really talking about.